I recently learned this week that the hardest chair to fill in a symphony orchestra is second chair violin. Now, the violin, you might say, is the heart of the orchestra. It's certainly not the only instrument, but it's front and center, and it's a beautiful, beautiful instrument. I love the violin. There's so many beautiful pieces arranged for it. But it's, you might say, the heart and center, but it's hard to fill the second chair. Everybody wants to be first chair, right? I mean, human nature, our egos. We want to be front and center. We want to be in charge. We want to be first chair. That is our challenge, right? Well, let's look at the gospel lesson. The Pharisee, he was first chair in righteousness, or so he thought. I mean, if you look at the passage, he fasted, he gave tithes, he obeyed the law, he did everything he was supposed to do. But he also happened to judge his neighbor, right? That was terrible. That was terrible. He, if you read the text, prayed with himself. He was at the front. He was like, it was like if he came to church and stood right here. He wasn't content to stay in a pew. He got as close as he could be and not be a priest, and he prayed with himself. Oh, thank you, God, that I'm not like, you know, over there. What is that? What is that? Why does he even come to temple? He didn't need God because he was already first chair, right? He didn't need him. He was already fulfilling all the righteousness in his own mind, in his own heart. Now, you look at the publican. If you guys know what publicans were at that time, they were terrible, terrible traitors to their own people. These were ethnic Jews who basically cooperated with the Romans to extort and brutalize taxes out of the local population to then give to the Roman authorities. Oh, and you know what? If they sent their thugs over and they happened to collect 100, 200, 500 times more than they needed to, no problem. They gave the Romans what they were supposed to give them, and they kept the rest for themselves. The Jews hated them, and rightly so. So would we. Anyone would have hated a betrayer like that. So here's this guy, this publican. We don't know how he found himself in this line of work. Maybe he was the best publican there ever was. We don't know. But nevertheless, he was not so brazen as to walk right up front in the temple. He did not look up at God. He looked down. He beat his breast. He was at the very back. He said, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." This man did not sit in the first chair of righteousness. This man sat in the second chair of humility. He knew he was a sinner. He knew he didn't know it all. He knew he wasn't righteous. He was humble. This was beautiful. Our challenge is, which chair do we sit in our own heart? There are two chairs, you might say. There's first chair and there's second chair. I'll give you a hint. We are not to sit in the first chair. We are not in charge. God is in charge. God is the King of righteousness. When you look at our theology, when Christ went to heaven, where did he go? He sat at the right hand of God the Father. He did not sit in the throne of the Father. Christ did not take first chair. Christ willingly, obediently took second chair. Now, the fact that he sat emphasizes his divinity with the Father, right? We believe Christ and the Holy Spirit are co-equal with God the Father. But in our beautiful, majestic Orthodox theology, Christ is begotten of the Father, and the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. The Father is the source. He is the fountainhead. There is a certain preeminence there. You may have heard the phrase used in Orthodoxy, first among equals. That is how we see God the Father. They are all three God. They are all three part of the Holy Trinity. They are all co-equal, but each humbles himself. And I use the gender, but, you know, they're beyond gender, humbles himself to lift up the other, to lift up the other in a constant cycle of humility and uplifting of the other. But Christ took second chair. So in our own hearts, we have to take second chair. And that is the challenge. But we do it every day in our lives. I take second chair to Father Steve. Father Steve takes second chair to His Eminence, Metropolitan Alexios, right? And just in case we forget that, Metropolitan Alexios leaves his chair here for us to see. I mean, that's part of why that chair is here, is to emphasize that the bishop is in control. Not me, not Father Steve, the bishop, right? That's first chair. And the bishop, likewise, takes second chair to the synod, right? We don't have one supreme, all overarching authority in the Orthodox Church, other than the councils and the will of the people, you might say. We have this at home. The wives take second chair to the husband. And before you get upset, don't get upset. The husband is to take second chair, not to the wife, to the family, right? To the family. So he is to put his wife's interests, his children's interests, the interests of maintaining the home in front of his own. So if something breaks today during the Super Bowl, he's supposed to turn the game off and go address it, right? Well, you know, hey, that's what it means. We laugh, but that's what it means. And that means if he wants to go see a movie that you don't really want to go see, well, you know, maybe you suck it up and you go. But, you know, it works both ways. It works both ways. We all take second chair, even at work, right? I mean, who's in charge? I used to work for a guy that owned his own company. People think, oh, he was in charge. No, he really wasn't. He took second chair to the lenders that gave him the money to run the company. And if he didn't do that, he took second chair to the customers who bought our products, right? So none of us is really first chair in anything, or not really. So think about this as you go throughout the day and the week, right? You remember that bumper sticker, God is my co-pilot? It didn't occur to me at the time, but as I was preparing this homily, that's really a terrible bumper sticker. God is not the co-pilot, he's the pilot. We are the co-pilot, he is the pilot, right? Think about these things and go forward in humility and beg God for his forgiveness and mercy, because we are all poor, wretched sinners, all of us. And we need each other to encourage and support each other as we go through this travail that we call life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.